Okay, we should have something coming up on the screen now. Jacob's in the right place. Yes, it is. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our harvest celebration. Can you all hear me okay? Having a few sound hiccups today.
Super.
Okay, well, it being harvest, today we are going to take a look at three different gardens hiding in the Bible. Three different gardens from the Bible. So do we have anyone here who likes growing things? Four of you. Okay, I know some of you have allotments and some of you might have gardens. Okay, hands down for a minute. We're going to have an important would you rather. Would you rather grow flowers or food? Would you rather go flowers or food? Let's have hands up for flowers. Quite a few. Flowers are beautiful. Okay, hands up for food. Okay, I can see why. Well, the three gardens that we're going to take a look at today from the Bible have a variety of flowers and food. Before we look at the first garden, we're actually going to learn a memory verse. Now, a memory verse is a particular verse from the Bible that we try and remember so we can think about it today and later on throughout the week. So our memory verse, Hannah's going to come and help us learn it because it's musical and Hannah's very musical. And it's going to appear up on the screen. This is our memory verse today. Okay, for this, everyone's going to need to stand up because Hannah's going to help us march along to it to help us learn it. Okay?
Ooh, lovely. I want high knees, everyone. You ready? Repeat after me. Go into the world and tell.
Go into the world and tell.
The good news to everyone.
The good news to everyone.
I think that's really good. Shall we have another whack at it again? Go into the world and tell.
Go into the world and tell.
The good news to everyone.
The good news to everyone.
Right, shall we morph them together? So I'll go first. Do you think that's nice, Amber?
Well done, guys. Okay, have a seat. Okay, well done, guys. You should know that one really well now and had nothing to do with me not getting my mic on ready. So, that is our memory verse for today. Go into the world and tell the good news to everyone. Now, these words have a special name. It's called the Great Commission. The Great Commission. And they're some of the very last words that Jesus spoke to his followers after he died on the cross and rose again before he went back to heaven. And that's what we're thinking about as we look at gardens today. So we have a nice easy question to get us started about our memory verse. Who does Jesus say needs to know the good news? Who does Jesus say needs to know the good news from our memory verse today?
Us,
you're right. He says, everyone. That's you, that's me, that's absolutely everyone. In fact, that is people who are young, people who are old, people who have lots of things, who are very rich, people who don't have very much at all. That's people who speak English, like us here in England, and people all over the world who speak Hindi and Afrikaans and French and Polish. Everyone. That is a lot of people. This good news is for everyone. So that is a very big job. So we know that the good news is for everyone. Now we have a trickier question to think about. What is the good news that Jesus is talking about? What is good news? I want you to have a think now of things that you think are good news. I thought of some earlier. There's lots of things that can be good news. Things like getting a good mark on a test. That's good news. Or if you hear that a friend's getting married. That's good news. If your team wins the final point, that means your team wins the trophy. That's very good news. But Jesus isn't talking about just good news. He says this is the good news. Can you see the capital letters? Good news. This good news is the most important news in all the world. This is the reason why we're here. And this good news brings hope and joy and freedom to all who respond to it. That's what we'll be looking at today. Now, we need good news because our world is often filled with bad news. Bad news on the television, in our newspapers, people saying and doing bad things around us. And bad news started in the very first garden in the Bible. Does anyone know what that garden was called? You're right, the Garden of Eden. That's right. Now, we don't know what sort of flowers or fruit grew in the garden, but we know it was beautiful. And we know that when Adam and Eve decided not to listen to God and listen to the enemy instead, something terrible happened. They had to leave the garden, but there was something else. See, God had given Adam and Eve the authority to manage the garden. He had appointed them head gardeners. They were supposed to be good gardeners and look after the whole world. It's a bit like God gave them the keys to say, go and get on with the job. But when they chose to listen to the enemy and do what the enemy suggested, it's like they handed their keys away. Now, if you or I walk into a school and we bump into the head teacher and the head teacher asks us to do something, we follow what they've asked us to do. We recognize that they have the responsibility and the authority in the school. And by doing as the head teacher has asked us, we are acknowledging their authority over us. Now, here's the thing. The enemy had no authority over Adam and Eve. But when they decided to listen to him and follow what he said, they chose to be under his authority instead of God's. And ever since then, ever since that point, there's been a battle to get the keys back. The Bible is full of stories of people like you and I who have lived throughout the ages trying to work with God to help win the keys back, but no one was able to. Who did God send as an answer to that problem? David? Yeah, he sent his very own son. He sent Jesus. Okay, we have a trickier question now. We might need to draw on some of the older people in the room for this one. I wonder if anyone knows what the enemy said about authority when he was trying to tempt Jesus. This happened in the desert, straight after Jesus was baptized. You can find it in Luke chapter 4. The enemy said something about authority to Jesus. Does anyone know what that is? It is a tricky one. There's a clue up on the slide there. Does anyone want to have a try? Fantastic memory. Well done, Daisy. So that actually the enemy was trying to tempt Jesus to throw himself off a high place and said, well, God will catch you. You're absolutely right. He then tempted him with a few other things. And then he said this about authority. The enemy said, I will give you authority back if you worship me. The enemy told Jesus that he would give him authority back. The authority Jesus had come to win back, if Jesus would worship him instead of God. Now, Jesus wasn't going to do that. He knew that wasn't the way to win the lost authority back. But it shows us just how worried the enemy was, because he knew what Jesus had come to do. Before we carry on, who can remember the memory verse today? See if you can call it out. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Go into the world and tell the good news to everyone. Good. So we've thought about why we need good news, but what is this good news? Well, this good news comes from the next garden that we're looking at today. It's an olive garden. Does anyone here like olives? It's an acquired taste. Oh, a few of you, a lot of you. That surprises me. It took me a long, long time to like olives and get used to them. But this garden is a really special garden, and it's still there today. This is a photo when I went to visit earlier in the year. And it's called the Garden of Gethsemane. Olive trees have been growing there for over 2,000 years. And it was in this garden that Jesus knelt to pray to God. And he told God he would do whatever it took to stop the bad news, that he would die on a cross to restore our relationship with God again, so that we could have good news instead of bad news. And he did. And when he told his followers to go and tell the good news, he said something else first. This is what he said. He said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." Jesus had won the authority back. That's what he came to do. That first thing that had been lost in the Garden of Eden, he won it back. This is the good news. We're told to go and tell everyone. That's the full verse today. It says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me." Go and tell the good news to everyone. It means that we don't need to live alone feeling hopeless or scared of bad news. We can live with purpose and hope. Because the enemy had no authority over Jesus, when we live with Jesus, the enemy has no authority over us either. So we're going to see if we can stand and learn all of this memory verse, and Hannah's going to help us again. So we're going to stand now to see if we can learn this part of the memory verse.
So I want high knees again, really high knees, as we march along. Now the first part is quite wordy, so I have to fit it in. All authority in heaven and earth.
All authority in heaven and earth.
Has been given unto me.
Has been given unto me.
All authority in heaven and earth.
All authority in heaven and earth.
Has been given unto me.
Has been given unto me.
I think that's very good. Should we do it quiet again? All authority on heaven and earth.
All authority in heaven and earth.
Has been given unto me.
Has been given unto me.
All authority on heaven and earth.
All authority in heaven and earth.
Has been given unto me.
Has been given unto me.
Right, shall we put those two sentences together? So I'll do them first and then you, okay? On heaven and earth has been given unto me.
All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me.
All authority on heaven and earth has been given unto me.
All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me.
Right, shall we try and do that section, then the second one? Are you ready? All authority on heaven and earth has been given unto me.
Super work, guys. Well done. That's quite a long memory verse. Thank you for teaching it to us, Hannah. Now, some of you will have noticed we've only looked at two gardens. We looked at the Garden of Eden, and we looked at the Olive Garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. There's one more garden. I said that we'd look at three gardens from the Bible today. Now, this third garden, we don't have a picture of. We're going to have to imagine. Think in your mind, if you could choose any flower, any food to grow in the best, most beautiful garden in the world, what would you have in it? Just have a think in your head. What would you plant in the most beautiful garden that ever existed? someone has had a try picturing it. This is what they pictured on the screen. But this garden is a promised garden. It's not here yet. We don't have it here on earth now, but it's promised to come. This is a promised garden for everyone who's chosen to follow Jesus' authority instead of the enemy. When Jesus comes and restores the earth, and he wipes away all the bad news that ever existed, he says he'll create a home, as part of that, a beautiful garden for us to live with him. I wonder what it'll be like. I wonder if you'd like to be there too. But until the day of that beautiful garden, we're told to go and share this good news with everyone. It's what we celebrate each Sunday. It's what we love to share with people. Because, you know, even the smallest glimpse of who Jesus really is changes lives. And that's what we're celebrating today.